Ant Belt Network now disconnected from the net.
Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 28th of November, 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to stay for this net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink Conference. We would like to thank Michael, DE6UX, formerly DE7KI, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. This net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, and unfortunately, I had a pretty hectic afternoon today. I drove back from relatives after the Thanksgiving holiday and barely had time to get my computer set up again for the net. So sorry, this is going to be an open mic, anything on your mind kind of net this week. And I'm checking the dashboard here. I see a station. It looks familiar. I think Kilo Bravo Zero Romeo Oscar Tango. I think you've been with us before, so you know how we do this. Everybody else I see, except for the Ham Conference, that's a special case, are regulars here. So for the benefit of those on the Ham Conference, well, let me reset. Okay, I will make a special call for people on connected conferences to allow for extra latency and so forth. But the way we do this, we like to know your call sign, your handle, your QTH, and if you happen to be an SDF user, we'd like to know your SDF username. So I acknowledge on the dashboard here, PY2BILKD9NDJ, KB0ROT. So you guys are already on my list. You don't need to speak up now. So this is where I'll call for any other station that did not hear their call sign just now to come forward with your call sign so I can add you to my list. Okay, nothing heard, so I will go with the list that I have. First up is PY2BIL.
Hi, everyone. This is PY2BIL, G Granario on SDF out of Sao Paulo in Brazil. So hi, everyone. It's been a few weeks since I was on the net last time, but there isn't a lot going on from the RF angle here, so still doing a little bit of VHF, doing a little bit of DMR while maintaining my packet nodes. We did have some experimental packet activity almost a week ago with some other guys there that wanted to try it out, so I was here at home. They've been out there on the field somewhere. And we had a little bit of fun, old-fashioned way, chatting over packet. So that was cool. It attracted some attention from some other folks, so hopefully eventually we'll get that back rolling. But I'll keep my DBS up and running as a reference for everybody else who wants to join the fun. So that's all I have to report for this week, Wayne. So back to you. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. Always good to hear from you. There's something on the tip of my... I was just going to say that up here, I'm making preparations to relocate my dwelling to another location just a couple of miles away, but I'm going to be doing it in stages very slowly over at least a month or two. So I probably will not be starting any new projects until I've gotten that done. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. So, anyway, thanks again, Guillermo. Next is KD9NDJ.
Okie dokie, let's see. I'm having a little audio trouble here. Let me get off the mic and confirm that you're copying me.
You sound simply marvelous, Ken.
Okay, then let me take it from the top. This is KD9NDJ. I'm in Van Poole, Illinois, the road from Wayne's CTH, and it's unfortunate, but I missed every word that Guillermo had to say there. So if he came up with a topic that I could continue on, I am clueless. At my end, I've been fooling around with FT8 quite a bit, which I do periodically, and it's growing on me, I have to say. Mighty fine way to make contacts, and I'm embarked on the project of making a contact in every state, every United States state, before I get to DX in. Anyway, it's working out pretty good. I've got a list now. I've got it down to 30, so that's 20 states I've worked. Rather than just randomly, making contacts. So that's good. And I do 40 meters. That's my sweet spot for antennas around here. But anyway, that's what I've been doing in radio. That's my radio activity. I've been a little bit radioactive. Anyway, back to Ned. This is KD9NDJ.
Sorry, you... wasn't quite ready for you to finish there, Ken. Well, thank you, and I could let Guillermo recap what he said, or maybe I'll just wait until we come to the bottom of the list and do that. I've only got one more. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. We have a new station in the dashboard here. Kilo Foxtrot 5, Hotel Golf Uniform. Okay, let me jot that down. And, of course, I got that, wrote it down wrong. Now I got to rewrite it. Okay. All right. So, next on my list, though, is Kilo Bravo Zero Romeo Oscar Tango. Okay, that station is apparently otherwise occupied. So, let me welcome Kilo Foxtrot 5 Hotel Golf Uniform. And let me think of, have you ever joined us before? I think you have, actually. I don't think I need to explain things to you, Ed, but even as I said that, a new station has popped up here. Who is that? Alpha Delta Zero Quebec Mike. That call sign sounds familiar, too. Very quick check here. And indeed, Jeff has checked in several times before. So, for the benefit of both of you guys, let me recap that this is the SDF ARC Weekly Net for the 28th of November, 2022, and we do not have a topic of the week this week. It's one of those open mic, anything on your mind kinds of net. I suppose a possible topic might be, what did you do for Thanksgiving? Did it involve ham radio, or was it a vacation from ham radio? In my case, it was the latter. I visited my brother and his family down in the St. Louis area, and I didn't even take an HT with me. So it was a ham-free weekend. So anyway, let's see. Next on my list, then, is KF5HGU.
Well, good evening, Net Control. My name is Bob. It's Kilo Foxtrot 5 Hotel Golf Uniform. I'm in Mesquite, Texas, a suburb of Dallas, north central area of Texas. I'm on TechLink quite a bit, but I haven't been in on Sunday evening a lot. Lots in on other times, Friday night and some other, and Tuesdays and other times, but not now. Just wanted to, I was checking around to see if some folks that I knew were on and found you. So enjoy your net, or enjoy, I'll listen along, enjoy the net, and thank you for letting me check in. KF5HU, back to Net Control.
Okay, Bob, and just to let you know, in case you don't already know, this is the SDF, Amateur Radio Club Net. Now, SDF is a public access Unix system, which means that you can go to sdf.org in your web browser. You can, you know, read all of the tutorials and the help files and so forth on there, and you can apply for a free shell account and become a member of SDF, and there's all kinds of cool things that you can do with it. So if this is a totally new thing to you, I think it's worth checking out. I love it, so I think you'll find lots of interesting things with it. So welcome to our net here. We do this every week, so you can come back here again next Monday. Well, UTC time anyway. So, anyway, I'm rambling here. It's time for me to move along before I go nuts here. Next is Alpha Delta Zero, Quebec Mike.
Good evening. This is Jeff, Alpha Delta Zero, Quebec Mike. My handle on SDF is JECXJO. As for the holidays, on actual Thanksgiving, we did eat ham. We had in-laws that were coming up, and we're doing Thanksgiving Day with their in-laws, so we got the leftovers on Saturday. Not a whole lot of ham radio stuff going on. The past couple of weeks I've been doing a lot more of the digital modes, trying both digital voice on HF and Vera, which is a new packet mode that there's a nice chat program in there that seems to deal with a lot of the noise in HF. So I've been doing that for the most part, but last week or so I have not been on my radio. So this is 80QM. Back to you, Net Control.
What was that new packet mode? Sounded like Vera, Victor, Alpha, Romeo, Alpha. That's new to me, unless I'm just misunderstood.
QSL, Victor Alpha, Romeo Alpha, and there's both a FM mode and a HF mode. It uses AFSK, but with multiple tones, and it does a lot of, his claim is that it's military grade, 100% transmission. So you set up an actual network session with somebody, and the chat program does packets in between and does error correction and stuff like that. So it's an option for Winlink, but they've got just a very simple chat program that you can run with it as well.
Okay, that's interesting. I'll have to look into that. And just to let you know, maybe it's not just on my end. Maybe it someone else can confirm if it's not just me. But every, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 seconds, suddenly your audio would drop for a fraction of a second and then come back again. I don't know what that is. I have no suggestions on, it may not even be a problem, really, but just to let you know that that's what it sounds like over here. Did anyone else notice that?
89 NDJ jumping in.
Go ahead, NDJ.
Yeah, I noticed one dropout. I didn't notice it every 20 seconds on that last transmission from AD0QM.
Right. I'm sorry. I wasn't timing it. I'm just saying that it happened more than once, and it was about that distance apart, just guessing. So I did not mean to imply excess precision on this. But anyway, Jeff, do you have any comment before we move along?
Nope, that's about it. Just haven't been on the radio enough, and definitely need to get on some more. Glad to hear you guys on the net. This is 80QM. Back to you.
Okay, well, good to hear from you again. Let's see. Let's go back to KB0ROT. KB0ROT, it's your turn. Okay, well, we'll try him again later, but while we were waiting, N4RNW popped up on the dashboard here. And I want to wait to make sure that the welcome message from the conference has completed there. And say, Harold, welcome to the net. This week we don't have a particular topic, although since you are a USian, you celebrated or observed or ignored Thanksgiving this weekend. So if you have any ham-related comments about the holiday. That's probably the closest thing we have to a topic this week. So, N4RNW, if you're ready to speak, you have the floor.
Well, thank you, Wayne. N4RNW, Harold here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. And, well, gosh, really nothing new. We did have a nice Thanksgiving dinner with friends on Thursday. And watched football yesterday and today. And I thought I'd pop in here. I'm sure you've covered it, but any news on Reg? Back to you, Wayne.
Uh-oh, that's ominous. Why would we be looking for news about Reg? Has something bad happened to Reg? It's news to me. Can you fill me in?
KF5HG with a comment, please.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll skip ahead. I don't mean to interrupt, but Reg is in the hospital. Sometime this past week, he had a stroke, and so he's in the hospital. He's in a local hospital there where near Jakarta, but he's being moved to Fremantle, to a bigger hospital. One of the guys there in Australia had a conversation with him, and he seemed to be doing okay. He gets confused easy. Doesn't understand what's going on in a lot of cases. Rainey was with him, so they're fixing to move him, which is going to make it more difficult to get any kind of information out of it. But he has had a stroke in the hospital, but doing fairly well. KF5HQ, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Bob. I'm sorry to hear that. Harold, did you have anything to add to that?
No, I didn't, and thank you, Bob, for jumping in there. That was exactly what I was looking for, and thanks for the update. So, I turned it on about a half an hour before the Friday night net a couple days ago, Friday night, obviously, and the mood was kind of subdued, and I wondered what happened. I did not see Reg's call sign there listed, so one of the other guys filled us all in about what had happened. So, yeah, thank you, Bob, and back to you, Wayne. I really don't have anything else, so hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving with family and friends and thankfulness and gratitude. And back to you, N4RNW.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us, Harold. And, that's kind of a sad note for the net here. Reg has been with us, I think, since the very beginning, because he's kind of the custodian of TechLink. And so, he's always been there. And so it is I am kind of concerned about him and hope that he recovers. Do we have any other comments or rechecks? Because I do not see any news. Well, let's KB0ROT, are you back at the computer?
KF5HG, I got one more comment, and I'm going to have to leave. Sure.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
On this repeater on Timberland, TechLink, sorry about that, sometime after 7:30 Tuesday evening, and by 7:30 Central Time, I'm not sure where everybody is, we may get another report from one of the guys in Australia. That's going to be on the Mississauga net that carries on TechLink after from 7:30 to 8:30 Central Time. So hopefully we'll find out some more information on it. So hopefully if you're around and want to check on it, come in and ask. That's the information that I've gotten earlier. That's all. And 7:30, enjoy the net. KF5HU, 7:30.
Okay, that's 7:30, and I'm assuming that's post-meridian 1930. That would be UTC 0030, technically Wednesday morning, but, in North America, it would be Tuesday evening. Does that sound right, Bob?
If it sounds right to you, it sounds okay to me. All I know is 7:30 Central Time on TechLink. KF5HU.
Okay. All right, Bob. Thanks for joining us this week. Let's see. Is there anyone else here? Do we have any rechecks or other additional comments?
89NDJ here. I want to recheck.
Go ahead, Ken.
Well, now that I've heard what the general thrust of the discussion was, I wanted to say that we pretty much bailed on Thanksgiving for the first time, like ever. I've been fooling around with the work of Salvatore Martorano, who, among other things, was fond of ordering out for Chinese food on Thanksgiving, just as a way of flipping the birds of colonial this and colonial that. So anyway, I decided I wanted to get a pizza, and that's what I did. Pizza's off my list of things to eat, but I went for it. I'm kind of paying the price. A lot more time on the workouts as a result. Anyway, that's my Thanksgiving story. Bagged it. 89 NDJ, back to you.
Well, fine business, Ken. Do you want to titillate us with the details? What ingredients did you get?
89FJ, K89NDJ, was that a question for me? Because you're sub-audible when the furnace kicks in. So could you repeat that, please?
I asked you to titillate us with the details of the ingredients, the toppings that you ordered.
Ah, got you that time. Toppings. Well, it was ham, jalapenos, and pineapple. In the past, I would eat a giant-sized version of that thing with the old Domino's, crushed Domino's right down the street from me. But, diabetes is catching up with me. So I got the thin crust, I got a medium, and I ate one or two pieces. And Del might have nibbled on one, so the rest remains in the fridge. But that's my favorite pizza, that combo of pineapple, jalapenos, and ham or something. You skip the ham. Anyway, that's it. 89 NDJ.
Okay, well, the ham, and especially the jalapenos, I love jalapenos. You know, I'm with you there. But I've always been skeptical about the pineapple, and I kind of recoil whenever anybody talks about pineapple pizza. But maybe one of these days I'll give it a try, and I'll become a convert. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to go to Hawaii and get into it that way. Maybe a future topic for the net will be your favorite pizza topic. So keep that in mind. Not today. It's too late to start a new topic today. But think about that for the future, okay? All right, so has anyone joined us here? No, I do not see any new call signs, but I'm still open to rechecks. And if KB0ROT comes back to the computer, he's always welcome to speak up. Well, I suppose I could try to throw some gasoline on the fire here and see if we can get some whoosh going. My Thanksgiving, I visited my brother and his kids. His son hosted the dinner. It was on Friday, and my nephew, what do you call it? I guess he deep fried a turkey in a deep fryer, that's probably not the first time, but anyway, it was a memorable time. It tasted pretty good. So. Did your Thanksgiving include something unusual or noteworthy or worth mentioning? You know, some different ingredient? You know, maybe it wasn't turkey, it wasn't ham. Maybe it was like, you know, duck or goose or something. You have any comments along those lines? Okay, I can take a hint. But let me just take one more standby to see if there's anyone out there on the ham conference who's been listening and wondering what the heck we're talking about over here. If there's anyone out there who wants to come forward with your call sign and actually become a check-in and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, this is your chance. I'm going to take a long pause here because of the latency of, you know, conference to conference linking and see if there's anyone else who wants to join us today. Okay, I think that wraps it up. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at 0031 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, you know, we have this DMR talk group for our club, number 31650. You're always welcome to check that out. But I'm not sure it's still working. I don't do DMR. Sorry. But you can always look for us in comm on SDF, usually in a non-radio room. Let me find my script again here. So this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.